Jack Summers.
Like to just help out Steve. Have you determined a starter for tomorrow yet?
No, we're still talking through that. We want to get through a little bit of what our game planning is today, and I'll give that to you guys after the game.
Well, are your options all on your roster, Torrey?
Yes, they are. Yes, 100%.
Is Weaver one of them?
As of right now, I don't think so.
Torrey, has the I saw that the COVID protocols that canceled the last couple games of Reno season. Has that affected you guys in any way, just in terms of having options of guys to call up, that kind of thing?
No, nothing whatsoever. Yeah, we're sorry. We saw that. Sorry about that. And does not affect what's going on here at all.
Todd Walsh.
Troy, how important is it for Zach Allen to end the season on a high note, build off his last start after all the ups and downs he's had this year, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty important start for him. I know that he obviously takes every start very seriously, but each of these starting pitchers, knowing that was their last one, went out there and emptied their tank. You know, Merrill Kelly was trying to arm wrestle me to go back out there for a sixth inning and throw 115 pitches. It's just where every one of them is at right now. And I think in Zach's case, he wants to build off of that really quality outing that he had. He established his fastball, the fastball command, and went to work off of that and gave us a solid outing. And, you know, I want him to continue that trend to help us win a baseball game. But I think for him, he wants to continue that trend to know that he's off and ready for a very healthy and a worthy offseason. He's just he's a competitive guy, and he wants to do well at all times. But I know this will be an important start for him as well.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. Torrey, looking at your starters, you know, it's possible that I think a lot of these guys will be back for next year. But none of them really had a great season by any standards. I just kind of wondering, what do you feel like were some, if there were any trends that you know, kind of led to all those guys kind of having ERAs in the same range?
Yeah, it's a tough question, Nick. We have had a very difficult season. We know that. And it just seems that in one way or another, we could never, for one reason or another, we can never get the ball rolling nor get anybody on a real good run. And that's an entire team. So I don't know what happened and why that happened, but I'm going to do some soul searching and ask a lot of questions. And that's what I'm doing right now. So I can get down to some of the thoughts that everybody's having, and we can avoid what we went through next year. I will say this, with all the pitchers that we do have, you know, I know that you guys are smart enough to know who the guarantees are and the guys that we're going to be leaning on, but next year's spring training is going to be designed. Is going to be created in situated in a very, very competitive environment. People are going to have to fight for their jobs next year, and not for their jobs. I'm sorry, fight to earn their spots on this team next year. And that's something that I'm going to start to say publicly. But that's what I think will bring out the best in everybody. And that's the spirit of competition.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, the team ranks basically at the bottom of MLB tables in pitcher velocity, both fastball and off-speed stuff. And of course, you know, along with that, strikeouts are very, very low. And I realize, you know, obviously there's guys out there that don't throw hard that are very successful. But as a team, without enough of those really high octane guys that you guys have been facing night in, night out, it seems like you're at a pretty big disadvantage. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Yeah, I'll never disagree with the 28 guys that we're going out there with on a nightly basis. I feel like we're going to go out there and compete and win a baseball game, no matter what what challenges we have. I'm not aware of that information that you're sharing with me, Jack. It, you know, obviously is good, useful information to some. But I believe in the guys that we have here. I believe in the team that our front office has constructed, and you know, it is, you know, we're gonna ride with what we got, and we're challenged in a lot of different areas. If you look at a lot of things statistically and analytically, we're not doing great. And that to me is a signal that we need to all get better. Coaches need to coach better, players need to play better. And that's going to be a target for us this offseason.